the supremacy of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have his supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. This is the word of the Lord.
Earlier on, we saw a video of Sina in her village, and we saw her with her children. But there is another member of the family. I wonder if you can guess who else they might have that lives with them. Well, let me see if we've got a picture. This is Sina's children, and this is their dog as well. This is their little puppy. Let me ask you, how many of you have got a dog, a pet dog? Hands up. Who's had it since it was a puppy? Did you have yours since it was a puppy, Nat? When it was a puppy, was it a good dog or a bad dog? It was shy. It was a shy dog. Well, what about you, Daniel? I know you had your dog since he was a puppy. When he was very, very little, and he's still quite little, isn't he? When he was very little, was he a good dog or a bad dog? He was a naughty dog. He was naughty and good, and he was really, really naughty. He pooed and weed on the floor. Every day. Every day. And who had to clean that up? Whose puppy was it? It was Dad's puppy at that point, was it? Well, oh yeah, we're not getting into it. He's starting the story about who wanted a puppy and who spoke to who about it and who didn't. Okay. Well, he's a lovely puppy. He's cute. In fact, he looks a little bit like your dog, I think, Daniel. He's a good, really cute puppy. But I've got to tell you, and this is a true story, he's not always very good. One day, this puppy, and I don't know his name, I've got the script here and it doesn't tell us what his name is, but one day, this puppy was outside the house, and just outside the house, it saw a basket full of fresh fish. The fish had been caught, ready for tea. And this, the dog thought this was a wonderful thing to play with. The fish were shiny and sparkly, and they were there just outside the house. So there was one big fish, which had been got specially for tea. And they don't always have food to eat in this household. But the dog didn't know that. And so it got hold of that fish in its mouth. And guess what he did next? He didn't eat it. No, he dragged it out in the garden and it did that with it and played with it for about an hour. It rolled it in the mud and it held it with its paw and it patted it and it bit it and it carried it around for about an hour. Their tea was in the dog's mouth. And guess what happened next? Let's have the next slide. Sina came out and found the dog had been playing with their supper. Now, if your dog did that with your supper, what do you think your mum would do? What do you think your mum would do, Nat? Tell the dog off, yeah? And what else do you think your mum might do?
What do you think your mum might do? Who else has got a dog? What do you think your mum might do? Throw the fish in the bin. You'd think that was a really sensible idea, wouldn't you? Throw the fish in the bin. The dog's had it in its mouth, and it's had dog slobber all over it. And it's, what? And it's been rolled in the mud, and in the sand, and in the dirt, and it's all dirty. But do you know what Sina did? Let's have the next slide. Sina got the fish, and she washed it, and she cut the head off, and she cut the tail off, and she cleaned it up, and she washed it, and she cooked it, and gave it to the children for their tea. Do you know why she had to do that? Because there was nothing else that day. And if they didn't eat the fish, which had got dog slobber on it, and had been rolled in the mud, and had been played with for all that time, there would be nothing for the children to eat. And so they ate the fish. And I think there's one more slide. And they weren't really that cross with the dog, because maybe the dog was a little bit hungry as well, and the dog was just a puppy and didn't really know what it was doing. But can you imagine living somewhere? Can you imagine if you came home from school tomorrow? You go to school tomorrow morning, and you spend all day in school, and you come home at night, and your mum puts something on the plate in front of you and says, there's your tea. Oh, by the way, the dog's been playing with it, and it's been in the garden, and it's been in the mud, but it's okay, I've washed it, and there's your tea. Wouldn't be very nice, would it? But actually, some people don't have any choice. Sina is being helped by Tearfund, and we can help people like Sina all around the world. And people often say to me, well, why should we help? Why can't these people sort themselves out? Why can't they solve their own problems? Well, as I said earlier, you know, in this country, we've got a history of 450 years or more of democracy. We've got a history of 450 years of development and growth. During that 450 years, you know, we had to have a civil war. We got rid of two kings. We had an industrial revolution. We had the Peterloo riots. We had the rise of the Labour Party and the union movement. We had all sorts of problems that we had to go through in order to get to where we are now. And some of these countries are just at the start of that journey. And they're just at the start of the journey because hundreds of years ago we went and took their countries and ruled them for hundreds of years. And now they're just learning for themselves what it means to be a nation. I think we've got a responsibility for some of these places as well. But also, we can help by sharing what we've got. In that letter that we had, in that little bit of the reading we had, Paul just reminds us that once we were in a difficult place. He says that, you know, in our relationship with God, once we were aliens and strangers, once we were separated, but we've been brought close. You know, once this country was in a similar sort of place to Thailand and to Bangkok and to all of these places around the world where Tearfund work, and we can help them to develop. We can help folk to get by. So please would you remember, what Tearfund are asking us to do is two things, in fact three things. The first thing is to pray. Would you remember Sina, but not only Sina, but others like her as well, in Thailand, in Nepal, in Latin America, all around the world, in Africa? Would you remember people who are just starting out on their journey and could use a helping hand? And secondly, would you give what you can? If you can, would you give to help people like that? And thirdly, would you campaign? Would you write to your MP? Would you write to Westminster? Would you write to the Prime Minister? When there's a campaign, will you fill the cards in and help? Because you can make a difference. When you get home tonight and you're having your tea and watching Songs of Praise or whatever it is you do when you eat your tea on a Sunday, just think, what would I feel if my tea had been rolled around in the mud? Lord, we pray for your kingdom to come and your will be done here on earth, here in our own country, here in our church, but around the world. Lord, have your way, rule and reign, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.